Good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。Thank you all for joining us for our February Shotsuki Memorial Service. This is a service where we remember those loved ones who passed away in the month of February.
ようこそ皆さん、2月の Shotsuki Hoyo。この2月にお浄土に往生された戦没者のことをしのぶお参りでございますね。
So, here we begin. I can't believe we're already in the month of February.
もう早く2月が始まったんですね。
And so here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple, each month has its own special observances.
まあ、毎月の、法要が、毎月それの特別の法要がありますね。
And so, I remember one of my first years as a minister, giving a Dharma message at the start of February, before the Dharma school students. And one of the things that I like to do is try to engage the Dharma school students, because I think it's true that if you don't have the Dharma school students paying attention, then nobody's paying attention, right? In the Hondo?
まあ、私はご法話をするときには必ずそのダーマスクールの子どもたちをちょっとまあその集中力を高めようと一応いろいろ工夫しています。
And one of the things that I found that works reasonably well for holding their attention is to ask them questions during the service.
そしてまあお参りの中でまあ子どもたちに質問をしたらそういう質問答えでちょっと集中力をちょっと保つようになりますね。
So I remember at this particular service, of course, in November, our major service is Nirvana Day, the observance of the Buddha's passing into Parinirvana, or the kind of memorial service for Shakyamuni Buddha. So I wanted to remind all of the Dharma school students that we had our Nirvana Day service coming up. And so I thought I would ask to see if someone could remember. I asked, who remembers what special service we have coming up this month?
そしてこのダーマスクールの子どもたちに2月の特別の法要は何ですかと聞いたら
And one of the youngest and most enthusiastic Dharma school students hand shot right up.
そしてまあ最も小さいで熱心な子どもが手がすぐに上げました
And I asked him, okay, what's the special service for February? He very proudly said, Valentine's Day service.
そしてまあ自信を持ってもうバレンタインデーのお参りですよと言いました
And so, of course, it's not, we don't, as Buddhists, we don't observe Valentine's Day as a major service. But I think, many of us living here in America, we embrace and enjoy the various American holidays, such as Christmas and Valentine's Day. And we celebrate, observe these holidays in the traditional American way with our friends and family.
まあ、アメリカではこのバレンタインデーは、確かにみんなで楽しめることが。
And actually, did you know that Valentine's Day is kind of a major holiday in Japan as well?
日本でもこのバレンタインデーはすごく大きな行事は最近なっていますね。
So here in US, what do you think about when you think of Valentine's Day? You think of chocolates for your sweethearts, lots of red colored things like roses and sort of, it's sort of a kind of a couple's holiday. People who aren't in a relationship sometimes feel kind of lonely or, children enjoy giving each other candy.
そして、まあ、アメリカのバレンタインデーは、まあ、主に恋人同士に、まあ、チョコレートをあげたり、まあ、まあ、バラの花をあげたりすることがあるんですね。
So in Japan, chocolates are also sold on Valentine's Day, but it's generally in Japan, Valentine's Day is a time for women to give chocolates to men.
日本のバレンタインデーは女性が男性にチョコレートをあげるという習慣がありますね。
And so I also, when I was in Japan, I received chocolates on Valentine's Day, whether I had a girlfriend at the time or not.
私は日本にバレンタインデーを過ごした時はチョコレートをもらったんですけど、まあ、恋人がいてもいなくてももらえたことがありました。
And that's because in Japan there is something called ギリチョコ。
日本ではギリチョコというんですね。
The word ギリ means obligation. So chocolates that you receive out of obligation. And so for me, I receive these obligation chocolates from my coworkers. So women, particularly young women working in offices, are kind of obligated to give chocolates to all of their male coworkers, whether they have any romantic feelings for them or not. で、日本では、そういう、なんていう、恋人とか、そういう、恋愛の、関係があってもなくても、その、男性の上司とかに、その、チョコレートをあげないといけない、そういう、まあ、義理があるんですね。And so, I remember the very best Valentine's Day gift that I received when I was in Japan was from one of my Korean coworkers.
私は日本で仕事をしていた時には韓国人の同僚からとても素晴らしいプレゼントをもらいました。
So when I arrived in work that morning, she normally was very like, she came in, like we were supposed to be at work at 8:30, and she usually came like blowing through the door at 8:31, you know, all in a frazzle. But this day she arrived very early, and on each of the desks of all the male coworkers, there was a little bag.And inside this bag, there was a few chocolates, there was a bag of peanuts, and there was a can of Asahi Super Dry beer.
そして、まあ、みんなの男性の同僚に、チョコレートと、まあ、ピーナッツと、Asahi Super Dry のビールが入っていました。
And so I had to sit there all morning doing my work, staring at that beer on my desk. And it was all I could do at our lunch break not to crack it open and drink it with my bento.Then I took it home that night and enjoyed it.
そしてまあこのビールがずっと机の上に置いてもうどうしても昼になって弁当と一緒に飲みたかったんですけどまあ我慢して夜に帰って飲んだんですけど。
And so you're probably thinking to yourself, Sensei, this sounds great if you're a guy. But what about the ladies, right?
まあ皆さんが女性はどうなるんですか?
So you should never underestimate the power of Japanese marketing companies.
でまあ、日本のマーケティングが本当に強くて
There is a whole special holiday for women to get chocolates from men. This holiday is called White Day. And it's, what day do you think it is? It's March 14th.
そして3月の14日にホワイトデーというホリデーがあるんですけどそのホワイトデーの日に女性が男性にチョコレートをもらうことになりますね。
So on White Day, when White Day came aroundI knew my obligations. I knew that for every piece of chocolate I received, I needed to return a gift. So I made sure to go to work extra early that morning so that when my Korean coworker showed up and sat down at her desk, there would be some chocolates, some cashew nuts, and a bottle of Corona sitting there for her.
そして、まあ、女性の同僚がチョコレートとカシューナッツとコロナビールが置いてて、まあ、喜んでたんですね。
So, you know, it's wonderful for us to give gifts, but how rare is it that we give a gift without expecting to receive something in return?
まあ、物を人にあげるのは本当に素晴らしいことなんですけど、でも物をあげたら何も返ってこないということがありますか?
So here at the Buddhist temple, there's a word that we often hear. It's the word is dana. It's a Sanskrit word. It comes from an ancient Indian language. And it means...To practice generosity as a Buddhist virtue.
で、まあ、この仏教界では、ダーナという言葉はよく聞くんですけど、これは、インドの、昔の言葉なんですけど、その意味は、仏教の行いとして、仏法、仏様の見教えを実践するために、まあ、物をあげる。まあ、日本では、お布施という言葉はよくあるんですね。
So we say to practice generosity as a form of Buddhist living. So what is the essence of Buddhist living?
まあ仏教の行いとしては一体どんなことでしょうか?
Buddhist living is to live free from the ideas of me and mine.
仏教の行いというのは私と私のものがないように生きていけるということですね。
So to practice dana,is to give freely without expecting that there's anything that's going to come back. Because in the practice of dana, there's no idea of me who gives and she who receives or he who receives. There's no separation between self and other. So it is to give freely with no expectation that something is going to come back to me. そしてこのダーナというのは、あの私というものがないので、あのあげるものともらうものというその区別がないようにものをあげるということですね。だから私になんか戻ってくるというの考え方が一切ないというのはダーナですね。
So this all sounds very good, but it's pretty difficult to practice, isn't it?
まあこれはあの考え方としてはまあいいアイディアなんですけど、実践するのは難しいですね。
For example, say you give someone on a special occasion a gift of $100.
そして誰かの特別なことがあって、誰かにあの100ドルのまあお祝いとかお見舞いとかお香典とかあげるということがあったら、
And then when you have that special occasion come around to you, from that person you receive $30.
そしてそのことがあったら、自分が30ドルが、その100ドルをあげた人から30ドルが返ってくるのはどんな気持ちをするんですね。
Don't we all kind of keep a little tally? Maybe some people even write it down. How much I received from this person so that I know when my turn comes around I give them the same amount.I know there's a spreadsheet on my computer, right?
まあ誰かにどれぐらいもらって、どれか返すということですね。
So it's very difficult to really give selflessly, isn't it?
まあこの我がない、私がないというふうにものをあげるのは本当に難しいですね。
And yet, I'm sure that you can think of someone in your life who has done just that for you.
しかし、皆さんのために多分みんなそれぞれ一人がそういうふうにしていただいた方がいらっしゃるときっとそういうふうに思います。
Perhaps it was a parent who sacrificed and worked hard all their lives so that you would be able to live a more comfortable and fulfilled life yourself.
例えば親が一生懸命一生涯働いて子供が少しでも楽になる少しでも充実できた人生を送った方があったんですね。
Perhaps it was a grandparent who freely shared the wisdom that they had won in a very difficult way through facing many challenges in life head on.
例えば、おじいちゃん、おばあちゃんがいろいろな苦労の中で苦しみながら得た知恵を優しくいろいろあげたことがあったんですね。
Perhaps it's one of the people we remember here this morning at our Shotsuki Memorial Service.
おそらく今日の Shotsuki 法要の先方者の一人がそういうふうな方があったかもしれませんですね。
So this service is a time for remembering those loved ones and all that they have given us. It's also a time for calling to mind the great compassion of the Buddha who freely shared the wisdom of his enlightenment for all beings.
このお参りは、先方者を忍ぶこと、先方者が私にしたことを感謝する機会となって、または仏様の御教えを聞くご縁を喜ぶ機会となっています。仏様というのは、まあ、6年間苦行をして、ようやく悟りを開いた、その得た知恵をとっても自由にみんなにあげたということですね。
Let us reflect for a moment on the generosity of the Buddha.
仏様の広いお心をちょっと考えてみましょう。
He provided his wise and compassionate teachings over 2,500 years ago. He lived in India and shared teachings freely with all people to enrich their lives.
2500年前にインドに住んで、いろいろな人に教えを教えたんですね。
He never asked people, okay, if you give me $20, then I'll give you the teachings.
じゃあ、まあ20ドルあげたら教えをあげますとか。
That was not his way. He taught freely for all people. And his teachings continue to benefit us. 2,500 years later, here in San Mateo, California, we feel our lives enriched by the teachings of the Buddha.
そして、まあ2500年後に、まだここ、カリフォルニア州のサンマテオ、地球の正反対のところに仏様の教えを聞いて喜ぶことができます。
So think of all those generations, billions of people,
between us and the Buddha who have rejoiced in those teachings and passed them down to us. Billions of people who the Buddha never met, from whom he could never receive any sort of reward. He freely gave his teachings to benefit all those people and to enrich their lives. Something truly valuable, more valuable than any possessions or money.
まあ、仏様がこう自由にそのお金とか宝物より尊い見教えを説かれて、まあ、何億人がこの教えを喜んで守られて、やっと私たちのところに届いたんですね。
What marvelous dana. What a wonderful gift.
これは本当にダーナということですね。
So how can we respond to this wonderful gift that we have received from our loved ones that we remember today, the wonderful gift of the Dharma that we've received from the Buddha?
じゃあ私たちがこの先方者のご縁をどういうふうにその感謝を表す、仏様のご恩をどういうふうに感謝することができるんですね。
I for one take my guidance from Shandao, whose message I read at the beginning of this Dharma message today.
私が禅道大師の言葉からこういう正しい道を照らされていると私が思っています。
To realize Shinjin oneself, to realize the wonderful benefit. Shinjin is the wonderful benefit of the Buddha's teaching. To realize that for oneself, to truly appreciate that teaching, and then to share it with others.
この見教えの素晴らしいところ、Shinjin、この教えを信じて、そしてその信じて、信じることから喜ぶ。で、その喜びを分け合う人たちにまた伝われていく。
To awaken beings everywhere to great compassion. To help others see what a wonderful opportunity we have here living our human lives.
そして私たちが人生をいただいたことの尊さをみんなに伝わっていく。
To let everyone know the kindness that comes from the Buddha's teaching.
そして仏様の見教えの中に説かれている親切な心をみんなに知らせて。
This is truly to respond in gratitude to the Buddha's benevolence.
これこそは仏様の見教え、仏様の慈悲を感謝する行為であるということですね。
This time I'd like to once again read Shandao's passage as I conclude my message.
ここでは禅道大師のご問をいただいて、ご法話を終わらせていただきたいと思います。
I invite you to join me in Gassho.
Gassho, お願いします。
To realize Shinjin oneself and to guide others to Shinjin is among difficult things, yet even more difficult. To awaken beings everywhere to great compassion is truly to respond in gratitude to the Buddha's benevolence.
Mizukara Shinji, そして人に教えて信じさせることは難しい中でもう特に難しい。仏の大いなる慈悲によって広く人々を教えを導くことは誠に仏の恩に向き入ることとなると、ナマンダブツナマンダブツ。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿